For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Scott, thanks for squeezing us in today.
Hey, this is Dom Giordano. This is a big show.
Well, thank you, Scott. Cut that, Dan. That's a promo right there from the man himself.
Cut it, Jim.
Well, listen, I am in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and yesterday we got new data for voter registration. And now I have to tell you, I was a little worried about what we might see yesterday, you know, because Kamala's been getting all of this quote-unquote enthusiasm, and she picked the most extreme radical leftist Tim Walz that she could possibly pick as her vice presidential candidate. And I thought, you know, will they see a bump? And actually, I'm here to tell you that in the 3 weeks since the Democrats undemocratically pushed Biden aside, you know, selecting Kamala as their candidate, Republicans have maintained a net gain of more registered voters statewide for all three last weeks. There wasn't a single week during all of this quote-unquote enthusiasm where the Democrats gained more. And I think that shows you that the honeymoon is officially over.
Well, I think it might tell it. I agree with you, but I think it also tells us that the media may love this. You can draw a few crowds, but the actual change in voting patterns and all, Scott, the actual work, what you do, is not breaking through. That's a pretty good sample size of 3 weeks. She's not going to ever be higher. It's going to come down a little bit. So if it's not working now, how do they pull ahead?
Exactly. I think we're over the hump. You know, the last hump is the DNC. But I think a lot of what we're seeing on social media, because I have felt the same way, I can speak for some of those of you who are listening at home. What you're seeing on social media is calculated, it is contrived, it is made up, and I'm not seeing that level of enthusiasm on the ground. Now, I'll tell you a couple things that are new since we've last spoken is, A, in addition to my 67-county tour across Pennsylvania, I've already been to the Wayne County Fair in Wayne County, PA, and I've already been to the Philly Expo Center registering voters at the Oaks Gun Show in Montgomery County, but I am also on a quest and mission to deliver hand in person letters on election integrity demanding from the PA Department of State whether or not illegal aliens, aka non-citizens, are registered to vote. And so this week, I will be visiting more county board of election offices. And this is really important that we are proactive going into this November. We're not waiting for shenanigans to happen on Tuesday, November 5th. Let's make sure every polling location has enough paper ballots so they don't run out of paper ballots like they did in November of 2022 in Luzerne County. But let's also make sure that if there's a power outage, do polling locations have generators? Do we have a plan B to make sure that every single voter will be counted legally this November?
And Scott, your other state, your birth area, at least where you grew up, Virginia, Governor, this week, was it last week, I guess, said, yeah, there were a lot of people that were on the ballot that are probably illegal, and they're taken off the ballot now.
Exactly. Yeah, this isn't just coming out of nowhere. Ohio, Virginia have taken off thousands of illegal aliens from their voter rolls. And if it has happened in states that have millions of voters, those are two very large states, then we could logically deduce that perhaps the same as in Pennsylvania. And all I'm asking is for the Department of State to tell me with certainty that not a single illegal alien is registered to vote. I have been asking them since the 22nd of July, and the Pennsylvania Department of State refuses to answer me, will not comply, will not answer. And so that's why I'm forced peacefully to go in person, and I'm letting these county board of elections know that if I do not hear an answer or response from them written within 7 business days, that I will be alerting my platform of more than 2 million people across the United States that each individual county will not actually answer us either. So we're putting forth transparency and accountability.
When are you coming to Philadelphia? Do you have any timeline?
I don't want to tip them off. You know, those Philly Democrats, they're listening to the Dom Giordano show. You know they are.
Okay. So, Scott, where do people go, though, who want to continue the action? And your report is very insightful today. To 3 weeks, we're not seeing these net gains. If she were really getting through to people, you would see a surge. That's the ultimate test, not just some of the rally stuff.
The only surge Democrats are seeing are in the collar counties, Philly, Montgomery, Delaware, Chester. But Philly is the main one. And I'll tell you, even in Bucks County, Republicans are maintaining their lead. People can financially support my work at earlyvoteaction.com. That's earlyvoteaction.com. We've hired a state director. We have 12 staff in the field on the ground. And so please, if you want us to hire more staff, if you want us to continue to have Newsweek reports that Republicans are registering 4 times as many voters as Democrats, that's as of today, then please go to earlyvoteaction.com.
Thank you, Scott. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered 1 story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.